Like all impresarios before him, Robert Patterson was to learn that presenting great performers in great performances didn't necessarily make for great bank balances. His success with André Previn attracted Leontine Price, the American soprano, to his management, and she gave for him at the Albert Hall the only concert she's given in England. It was just after Martin Luther King and Robert Kennedy had been assassinated, and Patterson says he will never forget Leontine Price walking out onto that platform, singing unaccompanied two Negro spirituals, and leaving an audience standing in silence for 2 minutes afterwards. But, like his association with Stravinsky, this did not make money. He says he had to take a long, hard look at himself and decide that if he wanted to go on working in the concert world he loved, he was going to have to find out what the top 10 was all about and pitchfork himself into the commercial market.
During my years of working in publishing in Paris, I'd met with the music business people in Paris that mattered. And in England, I'd linked up with an extraordinary and most successful film agent at that time called John Heyman, who had Richard Burton, Elizabeth Taylor, Lawrence Harvey, bless his heart, Trevor Howard, and so on. And John and I became partners as promoters. We put on a series of initial catastrophes. I think bringing Hermione Gingo back for Oh Dad, Poor Dad. Alan Sherman at the Savoy Theatre wasn't the best of our ideas. Starting late night theatre in London with Juliet Greco at the Globe was fun for 2 weeks and worked. Promoting largely through the Sunday Times, doing an incredible colour supplement on him, Charles Aznavour in England, was certainly successful.
Yesterday, when I was young, the taste of life was as sweet as rain upon my tongue. I teased that life as if it were a foolish game. The way the evening breeze may tease a candle flame, the thousand dreams I dreamed, the splendid things I planned, I always built, alas, on weekend's sweeping sand. I live by night and shun the naked light of day, and only now I see how the years run away. Yesterday, when I was young, so many drinking songs were waiting to be sung, so many wayward pleasures lay stored for me, and so much pain my dazzled eyes refused to see. I ran so fast that time, and youth at last ran out. I never stopped to think what life was all about. And every conversation I can now recall concerned itself with me and nothing else at all. Yesterday the moon was blue, and every crazy day brought something new to do. I used my magic aid as if it were a wand, and never saw the waste and emptiness beyond. The game of love I played without angst and pride, and every flame I lit too quickly died. The friends I made all seemed somehow to drift away, and only I am left on stage to end the play. There are so many songs in me that won't be sung. I feel the bitter taste of tears upon my tongue. The time has come for me to fade for yesterday. When I